is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the Resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's September 15th, 2014, and let's get straight into our news tonight. Obama admits ISIS beheading videos helped the White House agenda. And of course they did, because as you recall, it's just about a week or so ago, a member, a representative of the Steve Sotloff family, came out and said that the Obama administration is using these journalists as pawns. Of course, Steve Sotloff is one of the journalists you saw in the ISIS beheading videos. The article, "The Paths to War, Then and Now Haunt Obama," explains how the president noted that gruesome videos released by ISIS had helped galvanize public support for action. Obama's comments are attributed to 10 people who spoke with him with the days leading up to his speech Wednesday night, who quoted his private remarks to the New York Times' Peter Baker. Because as you recall, about a year or so ago, Obama wanted to have intervention in Syria, citing the supposed attacks by Assad and his own people with chemical weapons, even though there's video evidence of the Syrian rebels carrying out at least one attack. So we have to go in because Assad's out here doing all these horrible things to his own people, completely ignoring the things going on to the people in this country, just like we saw with Ferguson, Missouri, Russia, China, all these other countries said, hey, you want to come over here and tell us how to do our business, learn how to do your own business at home. But getting back to Syria, you know, the U.S. is not happy that China and Russia are teaming up. They have a pipeline that goes, you know, in the Syria area. So, you know, that's one of the big reasons why they want to go in there. And I'm not, you know, pro Assad. I'm not pro Putin or whoever else. I'm just saying, you know, we can't be Team America World Police telling people how they should behave in their own countries. And Rand Paul went even further, saying that arming Syrian rebels will empower ISIS.
5 years ago, ISIS wasn't a threat. But I did say even as much as 2 or 3 years ago that it was a threat to give arms to them in Syria. So I think had the president had his way, or had Hillary Clinton had her way, we may well have had ISIS in charge in Damascus now, because they've been arming and creating a safe haven for them. As it is, I think ISIS is more of a threat to us now because of the arming of the Islamic rebels in Syria.
And what Paul is saying there is that ISIS is a much larger threat than they were 5 years ago. And a big part of this is that the U.S. continues to fund, to aid the al-Qaeda rebels in Syria, a practice that we definitely need to stop. But somebody who's in the practice of saving themselves, the U.S. State Department, they're ordering 160,000 Ebola hazmat suits. In a press release posted by MarketWatch, Lakeland Industries, a manufacturer of industrial protective clothing for first responders, announced that it had signaled its intention to join the fight against the spread of Ebola by encouraging other suppliers to meet the huge demand created by the U.S. State Department's order of 160,000 hazmat suits. So everybody says, you know, we here at InfoWars were fear-mongering because we cite big scientists and other experts who look into these things, who study these things day and night. And they say, hey, you know, we are concerned that this could have a widespread outlook, a widespread pandemic. Some people went aside to say 5 million people could be affected by this. I'm not saying that personally, but these are what the top experts and researchers had to say about this. And we'll go to break with what Alex Jones had to say about the issue. Stay tuned. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us on this September 15th, 2014 worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Obviously, the Ebola story is really starting to get huge and is incredibly important. They estimate more than 20,000 people, very conservative number, have Ebola right now in Africa as it exponentially spreads across the continent. And we have this story by Paul Joseph Watson at InfoWars.com. It's top linked on DrudgeReport.com. U.S. State Department orders 160,000 Ebola hazmat suits. Paul Watson co-hosted the Sunday show last night, and I heard him breaking this down. He has the article out today. Bulk purchases prompts concerns about spread of deadly epidemic. Continuing, CDC issues Ebola checklist. Now is the time to prepare. That story is also on Drudge. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned hospitals and doctors that now is the time to prepare. has issued a 6-page Ebola checklist to help healthcare workers quickly determine if patients are infected. While the CDC does not believe there are any new cases of Ebola in the United States, the assumption is the checklist is that it is only a matter of time before the virus hits home. For example, one part reads, encouraging healthcare personnel to use a buddy system when caring for patients. Another recommends a process to report cases to top officials. And it goes on, the checklist has been distributed to major hospitals and even little ones, including Urgent Center in Leesburg, Virginia. And that dovetails again with our article directly from the FedBiz website that they have ordered the 160,000 Ebola hazmat suits for Ebola. Bulk purchase prompts concerns about spread of deadly epidemic. That's also being reported by Fox News. The U.S. State Department has ordered 160,000 hazmat suits for Ebola, prompting concerns that the federal government is anticipating the rapid spread of a virus that has already claimed an unprecedented number of lives. In a press release posted to MarketWatch, Lakeland Industries, a manufacturer of industry productive protective clothing for first responders, announced that it had signaled its intention to join the fight against the spread of Ebola by encouraging other suppliers to meet the huge demand created by the U.S. State Department ordering 160,000 hazmats. And they put out other similar purchase orders, again, on the FedBizOps website. With the U.S. State Department alone putting out a bid for 160,000 suits, we encourage all protective apparel companies to increase their manufacturing capacity for sealed seam garments so that our industry can do its part in addressing this threat to global health. And it just goes on from there. I'll read more when we come back from break. But this is pretty frightening information. Friday, we covered the articles. In fact, will you guys re-pull those out of the stack where top virologist out of Germany, top World Health Organization virologist and others are saying millions are infected, millions more will be infected, and that they believe 5 million will die. I'm not saying any of that. A month ago, or more than a month ago, back on August 4th, we talked about public documents that governments have believed for 2 years that airborne is becoming somewhat airborne. Not extremely airborne, but can survive in the air long enough to be transmitted. And we know it's gestating longer, so that's why there's undoubtedly also carriers that are immune or resistant, but that the viral titer stays high in, according to the medical literature I've read.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And welcome back. In this next segment, we will focus on the actions of Big Brother. New ID system causes week of outage for background check system. Last weekend, the FBI implemented the next generation identification system, a $1.2 billion biometric system that recognizes facial features, scans irises, and reads palm and fingerprints to identify individuals to replace the sole fingerprint system. The change has impacted a database within the NGI called the Interstate Identification Index. And you say, well, what's wrong with that? You know, don't you want the FBI to identify these bad boys and girls? Well, here's the issue with this. On 9 occasions this week, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System reported outages that delayed the completion of checks for customers shopping at a licensed gun dealer, which basically means to say, if you went into a gun shop this past weekend or over the past week, you may have encountered some static when you went to go through your background check system, and hey, you just found out that it wasn't working that day. The outage times range from several minutes to several hours, but if you needed to purchase a firearm during outage times, you were just out of luck. Hopefully these are just temporary outages and the FBI can get these things sorted out sooner than later. Yahoo wants to scan user emails to figure out which apps to recommend. Then in the same way that Pandora recommends songs based on the songs its users like to listen to most, Yahoo will recommend new apps for that Yahoo Mail user, which is to say they're reading your emails and they now admit it. You know, this is for everybody who says, they're not reading your emails. That's just a conspiracy theory. Yahoo admits it. Google admits that you have no reasonable expectation of privacy. Verizon has gone a step further. They said, we're spying on you, but we'll give you free goodies if you don't make a big stink about it. So, yes, they are tracking what you do. They are reading your emails and so forth. And you may say, a very popular answer, I don't have anything to hide. You may not be Scarface. But you can ask Kate Upton. I'm sure she never robbed a bank, but she had a few pictures that she didn't want to get out on the internet, reportedly. Same thing with Jennifer Lawrence. I'm sure she wasn't moving more dope than Rick Ross, but she had a few images that she didn't want to get out there on the internet, reportedly. So you have to be careful about these things, especially when you go online. Your phone, your computer, whatever else, smart TVs. You have to be very careful when you use these devices. And Steve Jobs knew this. And he said, you know, because of all the things can go wrong with technology, I limit the amount of technology my kids can use at home. Steve Jobs to his kids, don't use iPads. A piece entitled Steve Jobs Was a Low-Tech Parent discusses how the late Apple CEO refused to allow his children to play with one of the company's most popular devices, the iPads. This is the story coming out of the New York Times. So your kids must love the iPad, the reporter asked Jobs. They haven't used it, he told the reporter. We limit how much technology our kids use at home. And it's not just the security aspects you have to be aware of. It's also people becoming so dependent on these technologies. And I'm sure you're like me. A lot of people are. You have a smartphone. It's very convenient to do this or that on your phone or on your computer. But you try to limit your digital footprint, especially when it comes to confidential information. And also, you know, kids being so enamored with these things. You know, I've seen videos and you can watch on YouTube. The parents take away the iPad and the kid just freaks out. Or, you know, this is a more forgivable offense, but it was notable. Video montages of kids on YouTube, and they get so used to scrolling on the iPad or the iPhone, they pick up a book or magazine and they're trying to scroll the pages of a magazine, but they find out it doesn't work like that. And those are, you know, smaller children, but that's just an example of what could happen. And now we're talking about smaller children. So let's go real deep into what these small children are being taught. Schools to fingerprint students to monitor their diets. This is just more of the nanny state coming at you. The Express and Star report students at Red Hill School in Stourbridge, England, will be fingerprinted in an attempt to reduce lunch lines and monitor pupils' diets. So, there it is. You know, it's for the good of the children. It's to monitor their diets. Now, let's contrast this. Okay, so you have the fingerprint scanner. And every time I go to the Texas DMV or when I got my driver's license, you have to surrender your thumbprints here in the state of Texas, which I was not happy about at all, but, you know, that's what it was. But when I went to get my driver's license, they had the little scanner, much like you saw in that article, and they spray it down and they wipe it off. So they're saying that the thumbprint scanner is supposed to be faster to get the kids through the line. Well, if you have to do that for each individual going to get their driver's license and you have hundreds of kids with sticky fingers, they're eating candy all day, how fast is it really going to go if you have to keep wiping this thing off? But they say it's for speed. And they also say it's to monitor their information. When I was in high school, you know, they gave us ID cards and they'll carry around in your wallet. Now at the same school I go to, the kids are forced to wear the ID cards around their neck. Back in those days, you could put it in your wallet and your purse if you were a lady. But my question is the thumbprint scanner any faster than scanning an ID card? You take the little kind of like grocery store checkout thing and you just scan the card. But they're saying, you know, it's for the kids. It's all great. It's all gravy. But it just goes more into this biometric database of that Big Brother wants you in, whether it's using your thumbprint to unlock a phone, whether you're going to a lunch line, or palm prints to access Bitcoin machines. And please understand, I'm not knocking Bitcoins. It's just when I first saw these Bitcoin machines and I noticed you had to put your palm print on it, I'm like, well, you know, Bitcoin is supposed to be anonymous. Isn't that the whole point? But now you have to surrender your biometric data to access these things. Once again, that's not anti-Bitcoin. I just don't like the way their ATM Bitcoin machines operate. But we'll end on a school note here. Vermont school bans brownies. The kids here like kale. And that's fine. I'm sure the kids do like kale. But don't tell them they can't eat brownies. Brownies and other chocolate treats are now officially banned by the state. Vermont Watchdog reports the state is now pushing fruit kebabs, kale, and gluten-free paleo lemon bars as school treats. The ban comes in an attempt to comply with new federal school lunch and snack regulations championed by First Lady Michelle Obama. And I'm sure Mrs. Obama is very proud of herself, Mrs. Obama, who has a private gardener and a private chef. Most people don't have those luxuries. And I get that you want to stop the childhood obesity epidemic, because I went to I believe my cousin was in eighth grade at the time. They had some type of talent show, and I was just, you know, shocked at how, you know, large the kids were. And I don't mean that to, you know, down, you know, people who are larger. They just looked very unhealthy. And, you know, I was concerned about this. But it's not, I don't think it's so much an issue of what they're eating. I think it's the sedentary lifestyle. Because I tell you, when I was in high school, myself and many of the other guys, you know, we played sports and all that. We ate whatever we want as much as we wanted. We went out to the pizza buffet during lunch, you know, our senior year, and we'd try to see who could eat the most. You know, but we'd all burn it off because we worked out twice a day. So we were eating whatever we wanted. We just burned it all off. And I'm not saying you should do that, but that's how we did it back in the day. So you got Michelle Obama, Nanny Bloomberg, telling you he doesn't want you to have large sodas. He doesn't want you to have aspirin. He doesn't want you to have a firearm, even though he has several armed bodyguards. Yeah, this is what they want, and don't give it to them. We've seen entire montages, people going on YouTube. Students even shot a music video decrying the practices of one Michelle Obama, saying the kids, they're hungry. They don't have enough money. They don't have enough food in their system to go out and play those sports. You know, they're running on empty by the time track practice comes because, you know, they got a celery stick and a pack of saltine crackers. That's not enough to get the job done, but, you know, nobody really cares. They have their own personal agendas. So it's about the students, but it's not really about the students, because we saw the place where they had the cameras inside the trash cans monitoring what the kids were throwing away, trying to count calories and so forth. It's completely ridiculous, and this is another reason why you may consider getting your children out of school such as this and maybe try some other type of alternative. Well, that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News, but stay tuned. We'll have a special report from Leanne McAdoo with a very special piece of Kent State memorabilia, if you can even call it that. Stay tuned. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water. I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water.
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Urban Outfitters has been forced to apologize for what some are calling an exploration in tastelessness. The retailer attempted to sell a vintage Kent State University sweater, complete with tattered edges and red blood-like stains, offering a loose, slouchy fit for those who wish to trivialize the loss of life. In 1970, students across the U.S. were protesting Nixon's widening of the Vietnam War into Cambodia. Nixon sent the National Guard to restore order to the Kent State campus. On May 4, 1970, four people were killed and nine wounded when the National Guard opened fire on student protesters, firing 67 rounds over a period of 13 seconds. Witnesses couldn't believe that the guardsmen weren't shooting blanks. Now, many guardsmen later testified that they were in fear for their lives, which was questioned because of the distance between them and the students that were killed or wounded. And Time magazine later concluded that triggers weren't pulled accidentally at Kent State. Now, store officials insist that they never intended to allude to the tragic events of the Kent State massacre, and they promptly removed it from their website to avoid further upset. Urban Outfitters' offensive deal serves as a reminder that protesters are still enemy number one to the state. When protesters took to the streets of Ferguson, Missouri last month to protest the shooting of unarmed teen Michael Brown by a police officer, Ferguson PD rolled out the big guns, literally. While protesters held signs and chanted, "Hands up, don't shoot," the PD moved in with MRAPs and fired upon protesters and reporters alike with a barrage of tear gas, rubber bullets, wooden bullets, flashbang grenades, and sound cannons, all in an effort to stifle the First Amendment rights of those who were fed up with an abuse of authority. Tear gas, which is barred from use during war, but apparently it's completely perfect to use on demonstrators here in America. When police fired tear gas on protesters in Oakland, California during the Occupy Wall Street protests, peaceful protester and two-time Iraq War veteran Scott Olson sustained a skull fracture from a police projectile. And after this cop was filmed discharging pepper spray at a line of seated demonstrators at UC Davis, former officer John Pike won more than $38,000 in a workers' comp case against the school, claiming he suffered anxiety and depression after video outrage. The FBI even planned to assassinate the leaders of the Occupy movement via suppressed sniper rifles. This was according to an FBI document obtained by the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund via FOIA request. Now, although the document is redacted, it clearly shows that the FBI planned to gather intelligence against the leaders of the protest groups, then formulate a plan to kill the leadership via suppressed sniper rifles. Now, news of an FBI plot to murder political activists doesn't come as a surprise to those who are familiar with COINTELPRO. The FBI's COINTELPRO program of the 1960s and 70s aimed to frighten dissidents and disrupt their movements, enabling the FBI and police to eliminate the leaders of mass movements without undermining the image of the United States as a democracy. Now, according to the official narrative, COINTELPRO was terminated in 1971, but that is clearly not the case. For years, the government has been using anti-terror laws to crush dissent. NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden wrote about the NSA's spying programs, saying, "These programs were never about terrorism. They're about economic spying, social control, and diplomatic manipulation. They're about power." Attorney General Eric Holder announced Monday another spying program that he claims is aimed at fostering community and local outreach efforts to combat the message of extremist groups such as ISIS. But we know this isn't about ISIS. Exclusive photographs provided to InfoWars earlier this month from a local business owner show an FBI PowerPoint presentation placing homegrown groups at the top of the agency's terror watch list.
NSKSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
By conflating political dissidents with terrorism, local, state, and federal law enforcement can pursue activists simply for challenging government policy. And as history shows, the establishment has no problem using violence to subdue opposition.
Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. But if you like this broadcast and you'd like to see it continue, stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can get the Alex Jones Show, the Nightly News, the Special Reports, the Rants, the Movies, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. And also go over to the InfoWarsShop.com, and you can see our Made in 1776 line of hats, T-shirts, all the good stuff, things for the ladies as well. It's all right there. The new Molon Labe shirt, it's a great shirt, and also the other things there as well at the InfoWars Shop, the 1776 line. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.
Programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand, you work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or do you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special executive for counterintelligence, terrorism, revenge, extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Go f*** yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?